C.S. Lewis writes, you can usually find out what newspaper the pastor gets by his preaching, whether it's the liberal one or the conservative. And that a lot of times, we're not saying this about Fred, but if you ever run into pastors who are basically giving their opinion, this is how it should go, not a good sign. Because C.S. Lewis also says, do you believe in Christianity because you like it? I hope not. I believe it because it's true. And we end this, the last Sunday of the church year, as a white Sunday. If you remember, white Sundays are always Sundays where God is revealed. This is the last Sunday of the church year. If we go to the first Sunday of the church year, it'll be purple or blue, or royal blue, because we're going to be expecting the King to come. That's Jesus. And when Jesus gets here, when does Jesus get here? Do you like Christmas? Do you like Christmas? That's because that's the day the greatest present ever is presented. And this baby in the manger is not just another cute little baby. It's God. And the next time we run into a white Sunday is when Jesus is baptized. The heavens open up. And a voice from heaven says, this is my Son. Pay attention to him. Him I am well pleased. Again, revealing Jesus is God. The next time is Transfiguration Sunday, where Jesus goes up the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and he begins to glow like the sun. And they finally see, this isn't just a great teacher, even a great healer. It's God. And Easter, this Jesus rises from the dead. He must be, begins with a G, ends with a D, and there's an O in the middle. Yeah! And that's why we are here. And what is the character of this God? You cannot pull them down. He rises from the dead. So what sort of leader is he going to be? And so we celebrated the gospel being when Jesus gets crucified. Do people become president in order to become crucified? Jesus, who is God, who has all the power of the universe, goes to death for me, for you. Your sins have been wiped away. You are new and fresh, and you don't have to spend your time trying to impress others. Wouldn't that be a relief? Especially, do you remember junior high and high school? Did anyone try to always impress others? Did you get hurt when people talked about you behind your back? You belong to God. You've been baptized into Christ. You have died with him and you live forever. And that's what we celebrate today on Christ the King Sunday. He is my King. And what does he do? He dies for us. You know, there's been this, I'm not trying to make this political at all, but you see, we're not familiar with kings, are we, in the United States? And that's sort of a good thing. I heard this in a Bible study about 30 years ago. That, do you know what the Patriots were doing in 1776? They were trying to reverse 1 and 2 Samuel. When the people were saying, we want a king! And Samuel was saying, no, you don't want a king, because when you get a king, the king has all the power. He might be great, but his kid, his grandkid, his great-grandkid are going to be spoiled little brats. Right? And it just isn't the kings. What happens when you get billionaires? And what happens to a lot, not all, but a lot of the kids of the billionaires? But Jesus, who has the power, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and what does he do for us? He dies for us so that we are set free, and that you are the children of God forever. And so we have that opening psalm, which is, I'm not going to be afraid though the earth shakes, though the mountains topple into the depths of the sea. What are you worried about? You're going to heaven. It'll last eternally. And that's how we end our church year, by celebrating that Jesus is God. He has come into our lives. And you have nothing to fear. Ah, the doctor says it's cancer. Oh, it's going to hurt, but I'm getting to Jesus quicker. Well, that's a lot of suffering to go through, but he went through the suffering. And beaten, and beaten, and beaten. And on this day, I'm going to say it a little bit later, on the night in which he was betrayed. Have you ever been betrayed? Did you know someone's going to stab you in the back? Going to do dirt to you? How would you feel about it that day, knowing it was going to happen? It took me over 2 decades of being a pastor to finally listen to those words. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus gave thanks. Oh! He's God! He can stop it! Thank you. And after he had supped, and as a kid I thought sup meant sipped. No, sup. After he had had supper, he took the cup and gave thanks. When you have communion, you give thanks. Going, no matter what happens this week, I belong to Jesus. Death has no power over me. Pain hurts. But it's just as it says in the epistles, this slight momentary affliction. So on Christ the King Sunday, you are to know that you are the child of God, that you have been redeemed and bought by his body and blood, and that you will live with Christ forever. So you're free now to do the most craziest thing. Encourage and bless the people that have done dirt to you, because it doesn't bother you anymore. You know that your heart is set like Christ's. What I want more than anyone is all the folks that whiz by up and down this hill instead of going to church on Sunday. I want them to know the living Christ. I hope that's what burns in your heart. That they can have that joy and peace and not be part of the rat race that is destroying lives, but is celebrating that all this wealth God has given us, we can share it so others are fed. That's what our King does. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You'll be in paradise. Are you waiting until when you die before you start living? Or are you joyous now? Ah, today I can bless someone else by being a friend to the schnook that messed me up. Who was the last time you heard the word schnook in church? There are other words for it, you really don't want to use them in church. Remember when Jesus came back from the dead? What's the first thing he said? Come down. You usually don't see dead people walking around. He has to say it twice. Those were his first words. And then he says, God sent me, now I'm sending you. To do what? If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. You have the power to open up the gates of heaven for others. And that's what Christ the King Sunday is about. Our King loves us, has died for us. We can now die for the world, whether they deserve it or not. Of course they don't, but I didn't deserve it either, and he died for me. You are saved. Amen.